Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
40 years ago, MTV celebrating an anniversary this week. Mark Goodman joins us now, one of the original VJs. Mark, kind of quick how you go from the youngest guy in the room to elder statesman, isn't it?
You know, I've been thinking the exact same thing, Bob. Thanks for pointing that out.
Mark Goodman is from Philadelphia, worked in Philadelphia radio, where our own John Records Landecker is still a legend. Did you go from radio in Philadelphia to MTV, Mark?
I did not, actually. I left radio in Philly and went to New York and was working at a rock station in New York. And I was under a year into my contract when I heard, just through a stroke of luck, about this company that was doing this 24-hour music channel. Just luckily.
And everybody wanted these jobs, and there were only like five available. So what was your trick to get in there?
I'll be damned if I know. I had no idea what I was doing. I had never done television. I had done radio, but I think, you know, there was first the creepy meeting at the Sheraton Hotel for this new company, Warner Amex. Hey, it's room 302. Hi, just come on in and just sit on the bed here, and we'll talk. It was a little weird.
Uh-huh.
First meeting. But whatever I did there, it was good. They brought me in for one audition, which was just me on a stool in a freezing cold, dark studio with people I couldn't see on the other side of the glass. I did some music news. They brought me back again, and this was the key one. The Robert Morton, who went on to be David Letterman's producer, was working with MTV at the time, and he played a really obnoxious Billy Joel. And it was my job to interview him. And I did okay. Morty was a complete jerk, and I somehow pulled the interview out and got up from the chair and walked from the chair where the interview was over to a sofa with an easel and pointed out some Eagles things and talked about the Eagles news. That was it. Somehow I did it. I got it.
And do you remember your feeling when you got word that you were in, that you made it?
Yeah, I mean, of course I was really excited. I bailed on a job. I mean, in radio, you know, I'm at the number one station in the number one market in the country. Why leave that? That was where I was headed. So I was happy because I had quit my other job, so I was glad I got this gig. And was really looking forward to it without really knowing anything about what it would wind up being, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't, in most places in New York there, you couldn't even get MTV, could you?
We were not on in Manhattan for the first year.
That's
so
incredible.
We would be walking around New York, nobody knew us. And then we'd go, and oftentimes we traveled together because we were all sort of going through this together. And so we'd go to a concert in New Jersey and be mobbed. But in Manhattan, we were strangers. Nobody knew us.
Talking about Martha Quinn and Nina Blackwood, Alan Hunter, J.J. Jackson. What was your strongest memory of the first day on MTV? That was August 1st, 1981.
Yeah. Well, on the actual day that we were launching, we actually did some recording that day, but what aired that night at midnight was something that we had recorded a few days before. And I remember doing a lot of takes and wanting to get it just right. And then on the day of, it wasn't on in Manhattan, so all of us, the handful of people who worked at the company at the time, had to drive over to New Jersey. We went to Fort Lee in some weird little restaurant and went down in the basement and somebody wheeled in this cart with a TV on it. It was like AV Club, you know, when you're in high school. And that's what we watched for the launch. We just ate and drank beer and waited for the rocket.
we remember the videos, of course, but you did a lot of interviews as well. Does anyone stand out for you 40 years later?
You know, in my career, let alone in my life, nothing surpasses me being flown to London to interview Paul McCartney while he was in studio working on the soundtrack to an awful movie that he did called Give My Regards to Broad Street. Mm-hmm. But on the soundtrack to that film, he reworked a few Beatles songs. And so we talked for quite a while, actually, almost an hour. And then he invited me into the studio. He was working on some stuff. So I'm sitting at the board. To my right is George Martin, longtime Beatles producer. Paul McCartney is in the booth with his violin bass, adding bass parts to a Beatles song he was reworking for that album. And that was it. I could have died right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was just amazing.
That's incredible. You did some acting, too. You were in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, Police Academy 6, and
right. There were six of them. That's true. Yes.
Now what? You've done all sorts of radio acting. You were in Chicago was it Q101 here for a while?
I did mornings at Q101 for about a year, but I came back. I hope people remember me from Illinois' Luckiest.
Oh, of course. How could anybody forget the game show, Illinois Instant Riches and Illinois' Luckiest? And so now with all that behind you, what's next? What are you doing now?
I've been working at Sirius XM for 17 years, of course, I'm on the 80s channel there. But for the last five plus, I've been doing a live talk show about music. So like sports talk or political talk, but about music. And I'm live every afternoon, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Phones, you know, we do phones. We do interviews. We take on music topics. You know, is streaming fair to artists? What about, you know, all these people acquiring publishing? What about that artist's new record? You name it. And we do it, and it's a blast. It's the greatest.
Well, you know what? I remember the beginning of MTV as well, because I was working for CBS2 here, and we did an hour documentary called Look What They've Done to My Song, all about the video revolution at the time. And as part of that, I went to visit MTV, hung out with Kool and the Gang when they were shooting a video, and one of your bosses at the time, Les Garland, gave me one of the original MTV Varsity jackets that I still have. So, whenever I wear that, a lot of people want it. Well, listen, Mark, it's great to talk to you, and continued success, and we will continue to listen to you.
I thank you so much for having me on, Bob. Seriously, Chicago is my second home. I love it there. I have friends there. I was so glad to move there and work there, and I come back there, and thank you so much. GN, too, man. That was my home. That was where the lottery was.
That's right. Yeah, good old Channel 9. All right, well, we hope to see you in person here next time you're in town.
Sounds great.
Thank you,
Bob.
Thank you. Mark Goodman, one of the original MTV VJs. Only five of them.